Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And the reason we're dedicated to that is because Christianity of this world is falling apart so quickly. It's like buffaloes running over the cliff to their own destruction. But the setup for it happened years and years and years ago by clever ways, sometimes so imperceptible that people sitting in the pulpits didn't even know it. And now they are looking at an atheistic Christianity. How can that be? What a contradictory terminology that is. It's an oxymoron, or as I like to say, a morioxon. It's so crazy. A morioxon, yes, indeed. But it is Satan worship, and most people don't realize it. It says in Revelation 13 that the whole world worship the beast, and that's the coming world system and world religion, and worship Satan, the devil, who gave power and authority to the beast. And as you go through the prophecies, you will see that that is a global event that is taking place right now. So who do you worship? What does your church believe? What do you believe? Now, if you're confused and are having trouble, then you need this book, Lord, What Should I Do? In the face of all the things that are going on, what should I do? How do I begin to understand the simplest of truths with such confusion? So let's ask the question, how did it happen? What were the tactics that were used to change everything from God to Satan, from truth to lies, from good to evil? How did that happen? Well, it happened just exactly as Satan has always done. Now, when God first created Adam and Eve, he told them, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die, or in dying you shall die. But of every other tree of the garden you may freely eat, which included the tree of life. So when Satan the devil was allowed to come into the Garden of Eden, Adam did not defend it. Because part of keeping the garden was to defend it. Instead of telling the serpent, get out of here, get you hence, Satan, they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, how did that come about? Well, Satan came in and he said, yes, is it really true that God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Now, what did he just do? God said, you may eat of every tree of the garden to Adam and Eve. So Satan comes along and he changes the terminology. He changes the meaning. And he says, if you eat of that tree, you will become like God. And, of course, Adam and Eve, created by God, God appeared to them just much like a man. They all lived in the Garden of Eden. They saw God. They talked with God. And here comes a serpent. And he changes it. Remember what we have discussed? You have theses, which is the current status quo. You have antitheses, which is a challenge to the theses. Then you have synthesis, which is the solution. That's exactly what Satan did there. And you know what happened? They sinned, and their eyes were open to evil. And God removed them from the Garden of Eden. Well, now the same tactics are used over and over and over again, which is simple. Change the meaning of the words. Now, they've done that in Christianity. Now, here recently, as we've seen this debacle this past summer leading up to the great new jobs bill by the President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, that certain leaders in Congress said, you can't use the word stimulus anymore. Call it a jobs bill. Change the words. Change the meaning. That's how everything that changes from truth into a lie, you change the meaning of the words. Give you an example. When I began pastoring years ago in the middle 60s up in Utah, we lived out in a community to the west of Salt Lake City. And of course, there in Salt Lake City and the whole state of Utah, that's all Mormon land. And there are diligent Sunday keepers. And of course, I learned all about Mormonism, and I know it has nothing to do with God. It has to do with their own doctrines. But to show you how they changed and perverted the word Sabbath. Now, Sabbath in the Bible is the seventh day of the week. God created it. God sanctified it. God made it holy. Now, here's a religious group that has their own righteousness, their own religion. They call themselves the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, nicknamed Mormon. And they are predominant in that area of the United States. Fully 90% are Mormons. So here we are, those believing in the Bible, believing in God, and we have a small congregation there in a sea of Mormons. And so I'm driving down the road one day, and I see this big sign. It says, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. And I was dumbfounded to see that sign. And then I read a little closer, and it said, see you in church on Sunday. Change the meaning of the word. Just like in Europe today. They don't like to be told that their Sunday, the first day of the week, is not the day God commanded us to worship on. So what do they do with their calendars? Oh, they finagle it, and they make Monday the first day of the week and Sunday the seventh day of the week. So people reading it there in Europe, seventh day of the week, they look up at their perverted calendar, and it shows that Sunday's the seventh day of the week, and yay, every corporation in the world runs on that calendar, and Monday's the first day of the week. Did you know that? Change the definition. Change the meaning. Change the substance, and you change the belief. And you believe a lie rather than the truth. So in this report from the Netherlands, quote, another pastor argued for using the words of traditional Christianity, but meaning something totally different. Change the meaning of the word. Remember when the word democracy came into vogue? Yes, and remember the old Soviet Union? Well, you can still remember Russia today. It's no more democratic than a pig is a cow. But when they would say democratic or democracy to hoodwink the Americans or other people, they would think, well, democratic, that's like a chair. Oh, we have a Democrat Party in America. Isn't that wonderful? They believe like we believe. No, their definition of democracy is totally different than what it is in America. Well, now today, it's not too much different. That's what they've done to the Bible. That's what they've done to Christ. That's what they've done to God the Father. That's what they've done to the commandments of God. They have changed the meaning. So let's see in this report how they describe it, because it's an astonishing thing to have atheistic Christianity, don't you think? And how did it become accepted in the Netherlands and is being accepted around the world? To where all of that which was supposed to be Christianity is being eroded, corrupted, undermined, and destroyed. And why? Because it's built on a foundation of lies. Let's see what this report says, continuing here now. All of this is familiar, at least in general terms, to anyone who's been observing mainline Protestantism in either the United States or Europe. For the last half century or more, the central doctrines of Christianity are first sidelined and hardly mentioned, then revised and finally rejected. That's how it happened. Redefine it. Change the meaning of the words. Instead of being righteous because you love God and keep the commandments, you're righteous because you're friendly and outgoing. You see the difference? Instead of having a spiritual love for God, now you have a musical and an emotional display toward God, which makes you feel good. And then other doctrines are added in. Continuing now in this report, behind that process is the argument that the world has changed and that Christianity must change with it. Oh, yes. But change to what? By whose standard? Do you pander to sin? Is sin still sin? Yes, sin is a transgression of the law. Sin is lawlessness. And all of this that we're describing is lawlessness. And lawlessness, anomia, is different and more severe than just transgression. It's changing. It is remolding. It is creating lawlessness instead of the laws and commandments of God. Continuing now, Harry Emerson Fosdick, one of the most influential leaders in American Protestant liberalism, argued that the modern world has simply rendered traditional Christian doctrines unintelligible to the modern man and woman. Well, because they're all lies. So now we'll join the liars even more. John Shelby Spong, the retired Episcopal bishop in Newark, New Jersey, put the issue bluntly, Christianity must change or die. How about getting back to God instead of changing to the sinners of the world? How about rejecting the atheistic doctrines? How about believing and obeying God? How about repenting and keeping the commandments of God? Now continuing with the report. Well, even as some conservatives left in the Dutch church recognize, if the church changes the way the Dutch liberals are changing it, it is spiritually and theologically dead already. Absolutely true. Is there life, spiritual life, left in you? Do you really want the truth and love the truth and want to love God and find God? And find what you should do? That's why we have the book that I referred to earlier. Lord, what should I do? I'm faced with all of these problems, and I don't know where to turn. I have problems in my personal life. I have problems with employment. I have problems where I work. I have problems with my husband, problems with my wife, problems with my children, problems in the church. You return to God. Continuing now, there is a new religion of somethingism in the Netherlands, and it's not a form of Christianity. It is a new religion meeting in historical Christian church structures. And that's why church at home. You don't need the building. You need God. You don't need the traditional teachings of men. You need the accurate word of God. You don't need the fellowship and friendship of atheists and non-believers. You need the fellowship and the friendship of God the Father and Jesus Christ. Now, continuing in the report. All this in a country that was once pervasively Christian. Theologian and conservative church leader Abraham Kuyper was the nation's prime minister from 1901 to 1905. The Dutch once claimed to be a model of Christian culture. All that is now in ruins. And it is coming that way in America. Lord, what should I do? What should my life be? Those are the questions that you need to ask yourself. Because if you don't, this tidal wave of the coming one world religion and all the events at the end time are going to come like a tsunami. And it's just going to be overwhelming. And there are going to be a lot of people when this comes in its overwhelming power, that because they didn't love the truth. Let's come back here to 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, and let's see what the Apostle Paul wrote of. What happens when people don't love the truth? See, because all of this is preparing the way for Satan's great man that in Revelation 13 is called the beast. And he's going to come and sit in the temple of God, which the Jews are going to build in Jerusalem, and he's going to say, I am God. And that's what all of this is being prepared for. See? Satan is working here. Satan is working there, inspiring this, inspiring that, changing this, changing that, renaming, reconforming, redoing, redefining, to dumb down people so that they reject anything of God from the Bible and embrace the swine's mire that is being spewed out from the pulpits. Are you going to be able to resist the false Christ, the man of Satan, and the false prophet, and the miracles, and the absolute net of deception that is being weaved around the world to pull the whole world together to worship Satan the devil in the coming one world religion? Let's read it here. Verse 8. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and will destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even the one whose coming is according to the inner working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Can you resist that? Look at the mentality of people today. They won't be able to resist it, will you? Will you be able to identify it when it comes? Will you know the reality of this when it hits? Let's read on. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in those who are perishing, because they did not receive the love of the truth so that they might be saved. Do you love the truth of God? Look at what it says is going to happen if you don't. How much have you been deceived? You have time now to come out from underneath it. You have time to change your life. And you start in your home. Now let's see the result of this, because they don't love the truth. They don't love the truth in America. They don't love the truth in Britain. They don't love the truth in Holland, the Netherlands. They don't love the truth anywhere in the world except the few that really love God. Will you be one of those few? Because Jesus said, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many, meaning the majority of people, are going to go into that gate and are walking through it and believing it. But narrow is the gate and straight is the way and difficult is the way to life, and few that are going in that gate. Now notice what happens if you don't believe the truth. Verse 11. For this cause God will send upon them a powerful deception that will cause them to believe the lie. That's where all of this is leading. Continuing on in the report now. The radical experimentation of the Dutch churches may well be a response to market pressure, as Stoffels explains, but it is the substitution of a new religion in place of Christianity. Christianity stands or falls on its central truth claims. Without the knowledge of the full deity and humanity of Christ, there is no gospel and no salvation of sinners. So if you don't believe in God, don't believe in the truth, you don't realize that you're a sinner and you need salvation. Isn't that something? Quite a thing, isn't it? So how do you come out of this? Well, you come to the Bible and you study the Bible. What you know and you understand, you obey and keep. And you start learning of the Bible so you, from the pages of the Bible, and with the Spirit of God to lead you, can come to understand what you need to do. Because this great lie that's sweeping the world in government and in religion and economics is going to come, as I said, like this great tsunami. And there may be even a time that we have to stand and even give our lives for Christ to stand for the truth in resistance against this great satanic takeover of the world. We need to understand that. Jesus died for us. Are we willing to die for him? Jesus died so we could be saved. Are you willing to die in the baptismal grave so you can live for Christ? Are you willing to believe the Bible and prove all things so that you can escape these difficulties? That's what you're going to have to do, and that's why church at home. See, the minister from the church on the corner cannot come into your home and deny you watching church at home. They can't come in and deny you reading and studying the Bible. And the Bible that you need is this Bible, the Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version with commentary. This Bible is the most accurate English translation to date. This is what we use here on Church at Home. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And I hope that these messages will help you to wake up and understand what's taking place in the world and what desperate conditions are coming upon the whole earth. And it's going to affect every one of our lives. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.